Dancing
I
all
think
alone in my kimono.
I really hope you're recording salsa.
Of course I am. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Awesome. Awesome.
So what y'all drinking?
More and more.
I have Dr. Pepper with the blackberry liqueur. I don't remember. Some kind of Slavic name, but I don't remember. Goddamn
that's
Slavs.
That's not the Berezhkova, is it? No, that wasn't the blackberry.
No. No.
The Becherovka.
I can go look.
Eh.
But I'm also lazy.
Yeah.
So,
there is
isn't there someone else in your house that can get things for you?
Jessa just changed the lights in the kitchen, so I feel like I've already used a lot today.
You've used up that goodwill.
Yeah, I'll go into more later.
True.
But yeah, in the meantime, I don't know. It's tasty.
Fair. James?
Yeah, all right. I've discovered that 7-Up and gin makes the world's quickest, dumbest gin and tonic.
Trailer Park, Trailer Park G&T? Yeah.
That's what I'm up to.
That is Trailer Park right there.
I am drinking water.
Ooh. Mm. That is novel.
I am drinking water.
Good properties and stuff.
Yep. I am drinking water because I need to stay hydrated. Because
Oh my god.
I got my tattoo.
Is beautiful.
Oh, that is a pretty tattoo. That is a bold ass tattoo.
Yeah.
That's like, look at me, motherfuckers. I'm a goddamn tattoo.
This is a tattoo that I have been wanting to have since before I got married to my wife. So over a decade.
Is this your midlife crisis then?
I will post a picture in the show notes of this episode, but for those that kind of want to, check it out, go to, just Google the Urnes snakes, U-R-N-E-S. They are the symbol of Loki that was taken from an old crumbling monastery, I believe, or something like that, in the town of Urnes, or however it is pronounced. U-R-N-E-S. But it is the symbol of Loki, the trickster, which seems apropos to me. And I got it colored so that it kind of has a illuminated manuscript look to it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of got a Book of Kells.
I was about to say Book
coloration
of Kells,
kind of on it. Yeah. So it's just gorgeous and it's huge. It's on my forearm. And it takes up half my fucking forearm. I love it. It's so good. I was in the chair for about 4 hours this afternoon doing that. So this is fucking fresh. This is less than
that's hot
2 hours
press.
Old. Yeah, this is less than 2 hours old right now. Alcohol, thins the blood and, stuff like that. And so for the next couple days I will be drinking no caffeine or alcohol to keep my skin nice and moisturized and stuff like that to make
moist.
Sure, just to really make sure those colors settle in.
Yeah. No, that's wrong.
So that's what I did.
Somebody's drinking water.
Strong work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of like a continuation of Father's Day from yesterday.
Just, Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Thank you very much. I got home and been sitting in the chair getting a tattoo for 4 hours, and I got home and my wife had made poke bowls, and so I was everything was fantastic.
Oh, that's lovely.
We had gotten some. It was a internet buy a meat thing that Mark Lazarchik had told us about. And so we ordered
it's,
meat.
Mark's yeah. next
no, they,
business
they,
venture.
You order meat, and they show up in a van, and they, you know, give you a box of meat. And it's really nice meat. But we got T-bone steaks, we got flank steaks, ooh, we got a couple of ribeye, we got a bunch of sirloin.
That info over to me, because I'm actually going to pass that over to Joe.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's grilling season, and his butcher has been closed. So
yeah, no, it's a refrigerated van, and they show up, and the meat's all, you know, cold and stuff like that. But we also got a bag of big old shrimp, and
shrimps,
and we got two sides of sushi grade salmon.
Ooh,
dang.
Yeah, and so we had salmon poke today.
Holy shit.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. That sounds amazing.
So, like, I want to know more about this delivery service. Is this, like, a local person? Is this
It's, like, regional. It's like, okay, from what it looked like, is it, like, the quad state area or something like that? And they kind of, like... You can order it, and then when they're in your area, they drop it off.
Okay.
Is kind of what I... Like, you'd have to ask Raider Lee, honestly. She's the one who ordered it, yeah, and kind of brokered all the whole thing. And I'm kind of getting...
Pardon me, I have to send some messages right now.
Yeah, that's fair. I can, during the break, I'll make sure to ask my wife what the whole service was, and everything, and I'll make sure
okay,
to get a link
cool
to that for everybody who's interested. But like I said, a lot of this information is secondhand from her dealing with it, and so my information is spotty at best. But it's
secondhand meat information.
But it came in a box, and in this box were other smaller boxes, and each smaller box had like two T-bones and two, you know, ribeyes and two.
I'm pretty sure I've had a Christmas present wrapped up before.
But they're all individually wrapped. They're all
and
individually
each smaller
wrapped
box is so, in like, a puzzle, got, which is more insidious than the previous box's puzzle.
But we got one a box of eight sirloin tips, and like I said, each one's individually wrapped. So you just take out one, and you thaw it out and cook it, and that's you're golden, and it's pretty good quality meat too. I mean the ribeye that we had for Friday was so marbled, you would not believe how marbled this it was. Very very good, very good ribeye.
That sounds good.
So that's a yeah.
What else did you do for Father's Day?
I rearranged our bedroom.
Yeah.
On purpose, or was it just part of the celebration?
It was. No, honestly, it's something I've been wanting to do for a couple weeks now.
I'll bet.
It was.
Were you backed up?
I kind of needed a new. I needed a new view. You know, our bedroom has been the same as it has been for the past 7 years or whatever like that. And it was just like, I just want to, you know, just turn the room 90 degrees and, you know, put the bed against that wall and have that dresser over there instead of over there. And I just felt like I just needed something to change, you know?
That's fair.
And so we did that on...
That way, you're not actually getting out of your house, but it kind of feels like it.
Yeah, just a change of scenery, really. And my wife got a new, bigger dresser, because the dresser she's had since she was in, like, college, and it was small, but it was serviceable, and so we just never... And so we finally were like, this is just not big enough to hold all of her stuff, so we got a big fucking dresser. But the big fucking dresser didn't fit where the small dresser fit. You know, so it was it worked to rearrange the room anyway. And now, like, we really like my wife is like, yeah, I really really like this new arrangement, you know, because now the, like, beforehand the bed was up against the south wall of our bedroom.
Yep.
And so, like, now it's up against the west wall, and so, like, the window on the south wall, like, comes in and she can see the morning sun, you know. Which just makes her a lot happier.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I suppose.
Like, now the space that was at the side of the bed is kind of now at the foot of the bed, which gives it a more neutral space for us to get progressed in and stuff like that.
Godzilla.
So it feels... Yeah. The feng shui is so much better now.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, that's what we did, honestly. Nice. We, like... The entire Father's Day weekend, we did a lot of stuff around the house, you know, just kind of fixing and repairing, and I made cream puffs.
Yay!
For my first ever time with choux pastry, much to my chagrin, something that has been hanging over my head for years that I have never ended up actually making choux pastry before, but now I finally have. Yes, Jenna.
What is choux pastry?
Choux pastry. It's spelled C-H-O-U-X. It is French.
Ooh. That certainly looks French.
But choux pastry is, if you ever have a cream puff or a French eclair, that is choux pastry. It is that sweet, that sweet kind of slightly eggy dough. That is choux.
Okay. Cool.
And so it was kind of... Up until the minute, I wasn't sure if I was going to make eclairs or cream puffs. But I ended up going the cream puff route. And then I put a vanilla pudding filling inside the cream puffs and then topped it off with a ganache. And they were delicious. Oh, God.
That sounds fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.
When are
you making my pavatitsa?
Pavatitsa.
When I get around to it.
That's a fair answer.
I don't know if I mentioned this, but I made a list a while back of a bunch of things that I'd never made before but wanted to try.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were old drinks. Like posset and syllabub and things like that. And I stumbled upon randomly some videos of a historical food expert who was like making recipes for how to make this stuff. So I now have a recipe for syllabub, and I have a recipe for Tudor buttered beer.
Oh,
I gotta say, watching historical food documentaries just really sounds like a tough slog for you.
Oh, it was awful. I tell you what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Mm-hmm. There was some recipes for like a cast iron hot apple pie recipe. You know, it's just like, oh, I don't know if I can do this, you know.
Bad. Life is hard.
It's hard, you guys.
Yeah.
It's hard. So what you been up to?
God, I love how mature you sound. Way to go, Dad. Anything else exciting?
Probably.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah. I'm feeling it. Okay. I fucked up my hip over the weekend, you guys.
Oh, God, no.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to tell you how.
Was Joe involved?
So anyway, it's like I pulled a muscle in my hip socket.
Somebody pulled a muscle in your hip socket.
Well, yeah. Repeatedly. Anyway, it started there and it just kind of spread to where like my entire hip, butt, leg area is in immense amounts of pain.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you start to compensate for the pain and then the other muscles get sore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all day Saturday was just, I was hobbling around like the old lady that I am. Sunday was a little bit better. Today was about the same as yesterday. I don't like it. I can't stand for very long. I can't sit for very long. I can't getting to sleep last night was really fucking hard. The way I got to sleep Saturday night was I drank a lot and stayed up until I couldn't stay up anymore, and then I just slept through the night. It was great. Couldn't do that the night before work. So...
Right.
Yeah, I just kept trying to sleep last night, and that was unpleasant. Mm. So... But it's not like I was getting up to do anything, because that hurt too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's been pretty much the past couple of days. Got to watch a lot of The Legend of Korra, though.
Oh, nice.
What
What
platform is that on?
CBS.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's on CBS. If you have it connected to something, some kind of streaming service, you can do that. Otherwise, like the CBS website itself has it. Yeah, Joe has a CBS subscription, so we're able to get it through that. But then, like, you can also rent it a bunch of different places. But
sure, sure.
My wife and kids are very close to the end of season 3 of Airbender. So.
I'm trying to think, they've got Picard and that kind of stuff on there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
CBS also has Picard, so it's worth grabbing for a month, plowing through everything.
Yeah. I know that they've made some of their stuff free as kind of a, hey, you could be watching all of this other stuff kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think Picard is one of them. So it might be worth it for me to pick up a subscription just to watch Korra, really.
Yeah. But yeah, got through seasons 1 through 3.
Jeez.
We started Friday night. And we were like, if this is anything like the last Airbender, we are not going to be able to stop watching. So we started Friday night, like maybe an hour after I got there. And we finished up season 3 at, I think, 2 o'clock or maybe 2:30 on Sunday. We just boom, right through
shit.
It.
Shit.
That was really good. It was... When we watched Last Airbender, we just kept watching until, like, I had to go. And it was okay to me that Joe watched without me because I had already seen Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah.
But because I haven't seen Legend of Korra before.
Right.
That is a we-must-watch-it-together thing. So we stopped it at the end of season 3, and it was like, we're not going to start season 4. Because then it's going to be way too tempting for Joe to continue to watch season 4, and I can't because I don't have a CBS subscription.
Yep.
So, yeah, but now I'm just like, oh, I want to see season 4, and I can't for like another 4 days, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, also, Jessa changed the kitchen lights for me because I'm old.
Aww.
And couldn't get up there, so
yeah.
I was doing that like right before the podcast because I was like,
"Is she taller than you?"
Oh yeah, everybody is taller than me.
I suppose, yeah.
I know everybody is shorter than you, so it's harder for you to understand.
Hey,
but there are
not
people.
Matt Kesson.
There are people in between my height and your height, and Jessa would be one of those many, many people.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think she is 5'5", 5'6", somewhere in there.
The problem is, for James, short people all look alike.
Now I look like Jessa. Ta-da! I mean, I do kind of look like Jessa looks like me when I was younger.
That
I don't
seems
look like Jessa
right,
for like another 20 years. It's basically when Jessa gets to be my age, I will look like Jessa when now, but like
what?
Yes.
And
this all makes sense in my
if you
brain.
You carry the one.
Right.
Two plus one plus one plus two plus one.
But it's also it was only one at the chandelier and one at the door.
So it was one plus one plus two plus one plus one.
How did you get 7?
Because he's colorblind, Jenna. Don't be racist.
Oh God. That's... I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes. All right. Wow.
Sorry. All short right. People all look the same to me.
Oh, wow.
Are we red or green? No, never mind. Okay. Hey, James, what have you been up to?
Well, you might notice that I am not crocheting, but yep, knitting.
I would not have noticed that at all.
I would have, but my yeah. video is in the way, so.
It was the royal you, meaning Jenna.
Accurate.
Jenna Young, King of the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the.
Wait! I did have one more thing.
Oh, go for it.
Sorry. For those who have seen Legend of Korra, many people know how I kind of affiliate or call my inner beast a red panda.
Mm-hmm.
That is no longer my animal. My animal is now the fire ferret.
This seems, I mean, as accurate as Red Panda was, fire ferret is like...
The thing is that...
Spot the fuck on.
The fire ferret in Legend of Korra looks like a red panda, but with a slightly more elongated neck.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much the difference. It's got the same coloring and the set, like, the ears are a little sharper. But other than that, it's basically a red panda. But it is a fire ferret.
Seems right.
And, yeah. Like, that's... I was... we were watching the show, and there was one scene where so, fire ferret is the pet of one of the main characters. The three main characters are also in a bending sporting event.
Oh.
Where they bend things at an opposing team and try to knock people off of a platform. It's kind of like Gladiator, but with bending. It's pretty good.
Sure.
But their sport team, their team name for the sport was the Fire Ferrets. And if I couldn't make 18 different tie-ins to human combat chess with that, I'm not.
There you go.
Yeah, but one of the scenes had a poster for their team in the background with just like this fire ferret head, which is a red panda, and like fire coming out of the back, and it's the coolest thing ever. And I was like, Joe, look at that poster. He's like, yes, I see the poster. I'm like, no, but look at it.
He's like, yeah, no, but like, see it. One.
I was like, I should get one. He's like, you can't get one. I just ordered you one. Shut up. I'm like,
nice.
Now you ruined the surprise. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's always that.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Now, you're knitting.
I am knitting. I went on an appropriately socially distanced date with the delightful Anna Cecile.
We should have that.
Right? Knit and bolt. They have store safety guidelines that help to ensure the safety and sanctity of their customers. And I bought many yarns and got started on knitting because I received a gift from said same Brianna Cecile. She sent me a knitting pattern that is a little bit above my level for tiny, and I mean like the size of my thumb, plush sushi. With like cute little anime eyes.
Yes.
And they just like I squealed audibly with delight when I opened the gift. So I received those in the mail, and she said you might need to get some accoutrements to go with it. So I had to buy little tiny double-ended knitting needles. And in order to learn how to do that and work with those and make the tiny sushis, I am starting with a basic knitting pattern. I'm making a little scrubby cloth, which is why this has little scrubbities on it.
I was going to say, most people start with a washcloth or a scarf or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying it, and it's been really fulfilling. It is something where I'm glad that I started with crocheting.
Sure.
Because of the complexity, I'm really glad that I started with crocheting. So there's that. Bryn and I have been watching. We just finished what they have of DuckTales. We also finished a couple of other series, and right now we're watching Trigun because she's never seen that.
What?
And I know.
I haven't.
I know.
You must. Oh, you must.
I own it on Amazon. It's available on Amazon for, I think, $20. It's Funimation, too. So there might be login details for a Funimation account, streaming account. Yeah. So we'll chat later.
We'll figure it out.
You might really enjoy it.
Okay.
So there's that. And then we've also been watching Star Trek The Next Generation, which I have not rewatched for a super long time.
Okay.
Like I caught the odd episode or something like that when I was in college because it was on. But I haven't really sat down to watch it and pay attention to it, I think, since it originally aired. And there is a huge difference watching it as a child and watching it as an adult.
For a couple of different things. The first season, if you went back and started from season one, the first season does have 2 to 3 problematic episodes.
Whoa, yeah.
Uh-huh. But after that, it gets better. Yeah. So...
I believe I know exactly which ones you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, problematic is the kindest way to put that. So,
yes.
The first season does have a couple of problematic ones, but I think that the difference between child and adult...
Mm-hmm.
Or younger an adult is you can be more critical of the utopia that they're in, the kind of and the exchanges that they have and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can get a better understanding for when they do, especially in later seasons, get into a lot more of the gray area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I still love Next Gen. It's near and dear to my heart. Deep Space mm-hmm. Nine is my favorite, but...
Yeah. And then started making bread with rosemary and her niece in it.
And her niece?
Yes. We're putting on a very literal interpretation of... Titus Andronicus, but we've run out of participants, so we're just using neighbors now. Rosemary and star anise extract, and it smells incredible. The bread is.
I'm sorry.
Fucking amazing.
Rosemary and what? Because the first time it really did sound like rosemary and her niece, and the second time you got a little computerized blip thingy.
Oh.
So I really don't know what else you're putting in there.
Anise extract.
Now that friend also was laughing while you were talking. What is it?
Yes. Anus.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I actually understand now, and that's...
Yeah, okay.
Awful.
Yeah, I figured that the computer wouldn't like roboticize that if I said anus.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Nope. You're fine right there. Okay.
Good. yeah.
No, that sounds delightful, actually. Rosemary and anus. Great.
I did find a game to replace Resident Evil 5.
Oh yeah?
Yes. Called GTFO.
I have heard of this.
And it is amazing.
Yeah.
And extraordinarily difficult. And I don't remember if I talked about it at all during the last episode, but
yeah, I believe
yeah. It is amazing to feel vindicated by a video game's melee system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I remember vaguely enough.
I've been playing more of that and loving it. So
I did download a bunch of games off of that the bundle, the racial justice bundle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have many more to go, I'm sure. And I have not finished installing any of them, but I was going through them with my daughter sitting next to me for a bit, and she goes, "Dungeons and Lesbians?"
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, apparently it's like why can't I think of it? Daddy something.
Dream
something.
Daddy.
Huh? Dream Daddy, yeah. I remembered it in the conversation, I just couldn't hear. I was like, apparently it's like the Dream Daddy, but it's like adventures or something. I don't know. And she was like,
"This is my dream."
Okay, so
I played it.
I get chicks to date each other in a dungeon. This sounds cool.
One of the endings.
Huh?
I played it to one of the endings.
Ooh, how was it?
It's very text adventure.
Okay.
Neat.
The story progresses and you can decide, you can choose from the little wheel of which action you're going to do or what line you're going to say. And it's the game starts right when your team is fighting the final boss. of a dungeon, you know, and so then you finish that very quickly, and then you're brought back to the apartment where you're gaming, and you meet the different people in the apartment that you're gaming with, and then through various trees and stuff, you can hook up with one of them.
Nice.
And it's very, very sweet. It's like super sweet. The one I played was somebody who had like the secret from their past who they're embarrassed about, but it's not a bad secret, but they were just embarrassed about it, and you find out about it, and then they're embarrassed, and you're just like, "Tee hee, I think it's cute," and then the two of you like get a pizza together and stuff.
Aww.
It's rather adorable.
I mean, probably that too.
I did want to mention, you brought up Trigun. So last week or the week before, I was talking about one of the web series that I the overly sarcastic group. So one of the sub series that she does is called Trope Talk, where she talks about different tropes in shows and video games and literature and stuff like that. But she was talking about the Secret Master, which is a sub trope. And the Secret Master is somebody who's really, really badass, but nobody knows that they're really badass. And that it comes in. There are two sub tropes of that. There is the one who is a badass but doesn't know it, because it's like a split personality type thing. And there's the one who's a badass who's hiding it. You know.
Right.
But the example they used for the secret badass was Vash.
Yeah. Well, and so in our experience watching this, it's been amazing to get Bryn's reaction on all of the stuff that's going on with Vash the Stampede, because they have like the intro and outro where he looks super cool, right? Yep. They've got the rock music, the banging intro music, and everything like that. And then he's just like a complete goofball.
Until the water episode.
Well, even after that.
No, but the water episode, that is where you first go, holy fuck.
Yeah, maybe there's something there, right? But then she, like, episodes later, it wasn't until the episode with the plant where they have to bring somebody in to fix the plant. She started it out. She was like, okay, I have to know. I have to know. One, is he actually Vash the Stampede or just using that name? Two, I need to know, is he always going to be a complete weirdo like this? Or is he going to... Because you just see like these little flashes of like him being super cool and super keen.
But then he busts again. Yeah, but then you get later on where you have the serious episodes and you're just like...
Right, yeah, yeah.
Can we go back to the silly one?
I desperately want light, fluffy, happy Steven Universe again.
The other thing I wanted to mention, you're talking about socially distanced dating. The safety protocols in this tattoo parlor... were
nice,
top notch.
Nice.
They installed a new, like, air circulating system in.
Oh wow!
To put in new filters and stuff like that. Like that's why they were closed for a couple months, is so they could completely install new, you know, air circulating ducts in the place to filter the air, and like they allow two people in the shop, like. I got there. I had to call to say I'm there because the door is locked. They say, okay, fill out these forms online in your car. Once those are filled out, come to the door. Don't touch the door. I will touch the door. You don't touch the door. They open the door. I came in. They said, okay, here's a little tub to put your stuff in. So I put my book and my water bottle and stuff like that in this little tub. And they're like, okay, now take off your mask and put it in the tub and put on this mask. You know. And then, so my tattoo artist, my tattoo artist came out, brought me back to the little place where we were going to get tattooed. And then the receptionist left.
Nice.
Yeah. And I was talking to her, and I was, you know, just asking her about things, and she was like, we may have gone a little overboard with the safety precautions. And I was like, yeah, but it's better to be safe than sorry, you know? Right?
Yeah.
Especially in a profession where you are drawing blood.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing. If there is anywhere in this world where I feel safe, it is in a tattoo parlor. Because holy fuck do they care about communicable diseases. But anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to Jackalope Tattoo for that, because they have shit in place. Yes, I went to a tattoo parlor, you know, blah blah blah, but holy fuck did I do it safer than you can possibly imagine.
I'm not surprised that Jackalope had all of that together.
Yep.
Did they show you the do's and don'ts video?
I'd already seen the do's and don'ts video.
Okay. Yeah, I got to help with that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Anyway.
James, if you haven't seen it, it's puppets. I will send it to you.
We should also...
It's Ridiculous Puppet Company.
Yeah, we should also put the link up. We probably have before, but
we should also put
the link up.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
I can do
it again. Why not?
Yeah. Cool. Anything else anybody wants to say before we take a break?
No.
Cool.
In that case, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back at you.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
It might be that I'm not learning,
and we're that's back. Why I don't I'm love Salsa.
It. I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
We've got a topic, don't we?
Wow.
Yeah. I think we had a topic. Hey, Salsa.
Yes?
What did you want to be when you grew up?
As we've talked about this on the podcast before. I wanted to be a librarian.
We've talked about you wanting to be a librarian before. Mm-hmm. We never talked about your motivations.
I get to work in a library.
Well, yes.
I'm confused by your confusion.
I know, honey. I know you are. So there's that. Yeah, so you've wanted to be a librarian for essentially your whole life?
No. I mean, like, when we're talking little kid, then, you know, I think we all wanted to be the kind of the standard firefighter, you know, spaceman, astronaut type stuff. But honestly, once probably around high school is where I was starting to go, like, that'd be pretty cool. And then I got into college and it was like, yes, this is what I want to do. I didn't really have much of a... Okay, I take that back.
Ha-ha!
Okay.
I've decided I'm going to say this. When I was younger, I wanted to be a priest.
All right.
Oh, hey, me too.
I wanted to be a Catholic priest for a while. I was fully indoctrinated... I was honestly considering entered seminary at one point, but it was kind of when I was getting into my sophomore, junior, senior years that I started to question that.
Sure.
You know, to question my faith in general, and then once I left and kind of saw more of the world and discovered there was other stuff out there, that's when I was truly like, oh, this is bullshit. Yes, sorry, Jenna. I did. I was a good Catholic boy, and I wanted to be a priest. So.
Yeah?
I mean, I also wanted to be a, well, not a priest, for a various
minister.
Reasons. Mostly the not Catholic, really.
Sure.
Also, sexism or something, I don't know. Do they let women be priests now?
Nope, still no.
No.
Yeah, all right, see, so that's a problem. But no.
No, the nuns might start getting ideas.
Because the women don't have the antenna to God.
Oh, is that your penis? Oh. Which is a very cis way of looking
you
at
lay,
it, but you know,
you laugh, James. Do, you laugh, so. James, but that's actually a thing.
I
a penis antenna.
Men have an antenna.
That's,
wow.
Okay.
That is something that somebody actually said.
That is perhaps.
I have about 15 different problems with it.
Yeah, I think that might be the dumbest thing I've heard today.
But it's a
not
thing that has
ever.
It is an argument that was actually used
so far today.
Yet.
Yet.
No, I. So yeah, I wanted to be a United Methodist minister.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually a youth director for a while until I got knocked up out of wedlock. Then that just kind of altered things.
Sinner.
Weird.
Actually, it's interesting. Like, so there was the church that I was a youth director at, and then there was the church that was my congregation church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I, you know, was a member and all of that. Mm-hmm. My congregation church really kind of turned on me. Mm. But the church that I was a youth director at was a reconciling congregation.
Gotcha.
So, you know, they're pretty chill about a decent amount of things anyway. And they were actually really supportive. They threw me a baby shower, like all this other stuff. They let me finish off my time as a youth director with them. They were great. So I really got to kind of see a couple of different angles on all of that. But yeah, after, and I was never... I don't think there's any rules against becoming a minister if you have a child out of wedlock, but it's having a kid is a lot.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, and especially when you're 20 and not really prepared for it, it's a lot. So yeah, the minister dreams just kind of went on the wayside. And then I was like, I don't want to have to fight for this. And I feel like my life's going in a different direction. So yeah. But like ever since I was like 12, actually, I wanted to be a minister. I am a minister now with the Universal Life Church. And registered to marry people, so you know that's cool.
Right.
But yeah, no, I wanted to be a minister, so I get that. Before I wanted to be a professional baseball player. Nice. Until I heard that chicks can't be professional baseball players, and I was like, "Well, son of a bitch."
See, I would have gone, I want to be a professional baseball player until I learned that you actually have to be good at baseball.
I played sophomore. Softball as a sophomore. I can bat. I can bat like nobody's business.
That makes sense.
Catching and throwing, not as good.
She just pretends the bat is a sword.
Yeah, that's why it made sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no questions.
But yeah, no, I really enjoyed playing baseball. And I was like, I'm going to get real good at this, and I'm going to become a professional baseball player. And then the boys in my neighborhood were like, you can't. And I was like, that's sexist. And they're like, well, maybe, but like, you actually, they don't let chicks in. And I was like, what? Fuck that bullshit. Yeah, so I wanted to be a baseball player. I wanted to be a firefighter. That one kind of came true for a bit. In that I've just played with fire. I wanted to be a singer for a very long time. And I asked my mom at one point, I think I was like 7 or something. I was like, Mom, do you think I could be a professional singer? And she said, no. And that was my mom. So I don't know, ballerina for a while. when I started getting into more tech stuff, I thought maybe something computer related. Eventually did that. Wanted to be an actress for a while. I had lots of things that I wanted to be. A princess, pirate, ninja, astronaut, or whatever, right? Like that kind of a thing. James, are you talking? Can I... Salsa, who can be heard right now?
You. Just you.
Not James.
We can see James, but we can't hear him. I think this may be the most perfect podcast I have ever been a part of.
Yes! Victory is ours! Oh,
James, can you hear us?
Yep, he can hear.
But he can't hear. Hey, James, what's your opinion on Jenna?
I think she's the best person ever on the planet.
And what about Salsa?
He's smarter and good-looking than me.
I mean, I have qualms with this, but as long as we're talking to James...
But James likes it.
Oh, my God. This is great.
I talk way too much.
I don't know what you need to do to fix it, but I'm guessing that's a you problem and not an us problem. So...
Are you going to go away for a moment, James? He might go for a moment. Well, either way, anyway.
Yeah. What's really sad is that, like, I was about to ask James what he wanted to be.
Clearly,
and I guess
he wanted to be a mime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, there we go. High five, Salsa. Boom.
Yep. So, James, tell us about your opinions on Serbia. That's really interesting. Any advice for up-and-coming punsters out there?
he's just eating what I believe is pizza and just looking at you like, uh-huh, keep going, fucker. Like, this is delightful. Anyway.
Well, those have been some amazing insights from James.
So, Salsa, why did you want to be a priest?
Because I was brainwashed.
Oh, okay.
And because I didn't think anyone would ever love me.
Oh. That's sad.
Yeah, I mean, it was in many ways. No, it was literally, I was one of those kids that didn't have any friends growing up. And I kind of just assumed that I never would have friends. And so I figured, I might as well be a priest.
That's fair.
Because, you know, I could be celibate, and that wouldn't be a problem, because who would ever love me?
Damn.
It was not healthy. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now.
I'm really glad you did not become a priest.
I mean, looking back, that is honestly one of the reasons, is because I thought nobody would ever love me, and so I could be celibate my whole life, and that wouldn't be a problem. But the other thing was just because I even as a kid, saw a lot of the ugliness in the world and didn't like it.
You know, yeah.
There's a reason I got out of my hometown and went and lived in Europe, is because I wanted to get the fuck out of there and away from those people that were small-minded, you know, bigots and stuff like that. And so I saw those people and wanted to... I didn't like it, and I was like, oh, the Catholic Church.
That's the best place to change hearts and minds.
There's a reason I changed my mind.
All right.
I don't know. Hey, James is back.
Oh, good. All right.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, I know. So,
about them Serbians.
Can you finish your dinner at least, James?
Yes. Well, I've got a piece of bread left. But that's fine. It's extremely weird because I also was seriously considering entering seminary.
You're all robotic again.
Become a minister. Oh, good.
You need to turn your air conditioner off or something, maybe.
Yeah. Hang on just a second.
Sure.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, so sorry about this.
I was going to be a minister because I wanted to help people. United Methodist tradition, we did an awful lot of... We did like paint-a-thons and service to others camp, where we would go out and like reshingle roofs and build decks and things like that. And that was a lot of what I wanted to do as a minister, was just... like actually physically help people. But then I also liked talking a lot, and I was really good at reading scripture, so I was like, yeah, I can just combine all of this. Maybe lead a little Jesus camp sing along every once in a while. It'll be great. Yay.
I seriously considered being a minister also at about the age of 14 or 15.
Okay.
I contemplated becoming a Moravian minister because I was raised Moravian, and
I don't even know what that is. Moravian?
Most people don't. Yeah, it is one of the first offshoots from Protestantism. So you had Martin Luther, the dictum on the church, nailing that to the door, and then you had nailed. Church. So you had that, and then you had John Huss, who believed that the lay people believed that they should have Bibles in their own language, and the church was like pretty strictly against that, and so they excommunicated him, and then for good measure executed him. And the people who had been sort of following him and, you know, followed his, ascribed to his same beliefs, fled to Moravia. And became Moravians. So that's what that is. But I really like it. I still really like it. But yeah, it wasn't a good fit. I also, you know, wanted to be an astronaut and a firefighter and a everything else. But I had dreams of being a writer, an actor, and a comedian more than anything. Like those were the first dreams. Like for me, being on Conan O'Brien's show would be like that's success. Yeah. That's the thing. I think everybody's got kind of a picture of what success looks like for them, being the thing that they daydream about. Yeah. Like, that would be a huge deal for me, too.
Yeah, no, that is how you know you made it, if you're on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So there's, or Weird Al writes a parody of one of your songs.
That's also, yeah.
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 So there's a lot of that, and I've dreamed of a lot of those things, and I have to say that, like, the one that I keep coming back to is being on Saturday Night Live or being a guest on Conan O'Brien, something like that, and doing that by being an actor or a comedian or a writer. I would, like, if I could write books that people would buy to the point where I was that kind of famous, where I could do a book tour, that would be absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's been my dream since before the first grade.
It was less a specific thing and more an amorphous want to be famous.
Well, I want to be famous for very specific things, you know.
But there was a plurality of that, yeah.
Sure, but Michael Jordan played baseball and basketball. Like,
who?
No, we're not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's just, you know, you're...
But he didn't play baseball until he was well established as a basketball
That's
player.
True. Yeah.
Right.
I just when this started to form, I knew what I liked doing, and I liked acting, and I liked making people laugh, and I liked writing.
You wanted to be an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe you mean an artiste.
Mm.
No, if Ooh. I meant that, I would have said it.
Fancy. I did seriously consider becoming a minister, and I'm a minister of Pastafarianism now, and I get to fulfill that dream in sort of a
weird different way, yeah.
A weird different way by officiating my friends' weddings for them, but... yeah, it's been a very strange curlicue that I've traveled. Yeah, reading Dr. Seuss books and hearing science fiction books. My dad read science fiction and fantasy books to me when I was little, made me want to be an author. Those ideas endure, and you become a part of someone's life. You can, long after you're gone, you can be something that makes somebody's life better.
Mm-hmm.
You can be the place that they escape to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So, there's that. Yeah.
Dear listeners, let us know what you wanted to do growing up.
What do you want to be when you grow up, listeners?
Leave your comments in the Facebook chats that are under this episode, however that's said.
But put your talk words on the face chats.
What?
Draw an X in with your keys board.
He's
and
boring.
Then the other letters, what spells out the things?
Yeah.
So now it has to start with an X. Fuck.
I wanted to be a xylophonist.
Yeah.
X-ray technician, actually, yeah. But, you know, yeah.
An extreme sports enthusiast.
Xenophobia putter downer.
A xenomorph?
I just wanted to be Xena, so, you know. Mm.
Dear listener, what did you want to be growing up that starts with an X?
Nightcrawler.
Wow. I don't know if I'm angry or actually pleased with that one.
No. I'm gonna go ahead and say that one's a worthy.
I think I'm still angry right. But impressed, which you don't pull off very often. So well done.
Thank you.
Still angry though.
Tough but fair. Yeah.
You haven't told me where you live yet.
That is a good thing. It's hard for you to know where to turn your hate rays.
Show up, stand underneath your window, and be like, James, get out!
I mean, based on the picture I'm looking at, he looks like he's in a
bunker. You're not John Cusack.
You look like you're coming from a bunker deep underground.
You're listening to Galaxy News Radio. This is your old pal, Three Dog. When two dogs aren't enough and four dogs are too many, it's Three Dog.
Wow. I don't want to know. Pretty sure that's a reference from somewhere, but I don't want to know.
No, okay. I got it. It's from Fallout. Oh. But why he was able to say as much as he was able to.
Played a lot of Fallout.
I was about to say, I think we know the answers also. I feel like that one.
No. I knew why. Still...
Oh, you were just sad and disappointed in him. Yes. That's just
all right. You know, it's good to be back to the comfortable normal.
James, your mother and I are just disappointed in you.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Thank God.
Oh, can we take a break? Can we? This is
kidding. Sure, we'll take a break.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Penn was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I have an update. For for the meats.
Coming to you live from Salsa's AON laboratory.
So the meat, it's a town and country choice. Now here's the thing. They don't have a website. They have a Facebook page. And what you do is you go to their Facebook page and you send them a message. You Facebook message them. And you say, hey, I want meat. And then they'll talk to you from there.
Do you need a password?
No.
Does the Facebook, does it open up a little slide? And
no.
That would be the best. That
would be kind of cool, actually. But I'm looking at their Facebook page right now, and there is a delivery to Blue Sun Soda Shop right there. Like the first post is a delivery 2 hours ago to Blue Sun Soda Shop. So, there you go.
Yeah, that seems right.
But it is facebook.com/townandcountrychoice, and I will post a link. Like I said, you send them a Facebook message and say, I would like to purchase some meat from you. And then they show up at your, you know, wherever you want them to go with their truck of meats.
I need the meats.
So, and then you can kind of
I need it.
Peruse what they've got. Good stuff. Anyway,
meat from Peru.
I didn't say Peruvian.
You said Peru's meat.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Peru vegan meat.
Oh, no.
How about a fast five?
Fast five.
What a way to derail James really quickly. Today's Fast Five comes to us from Troy says, greetings, Zapperposters. You requested Fast Fives, so I sent you one.
We did.
It is off the cuff and does not really have a theme. Sadly, I don't think this one will piss Salsa off as much as usual. Thankfully, it should also not escalate my fight with Jenna.
Oh.
Oh, thank God. Oh. I've been worried about that.
As have we all.
So apparently, we are not...
Will it de-escalate the fight
with
Jenna?
We are not going to start or continue beef with anybody here.
Except at Meat Place.
Yeah, Town and Country Choice.
Exactly. Well, he, to be fair, Troy did not say anything about James, so it's entirely possible this will piss James off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Here's hoping.
We can only hope. Question number one. Open or closed?
Closed, I think.
I'm going to go open.
I like to sleep with the bedroom door closed. It makes me feel safe and secure.
Yep. That's pretty much where I'm at, too.
We've got cats, so we have to keep it open at least a little bit.
Yeah, gross. This is why I don't have cats.
I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice in the matter.
I keep the door closed to keep Rosie out, so, you know.
I mean, I also have kids, so the door is going to end up open anyway, also.
Well, there is that.
Asher is still at that point that he occasionally sometimes gets a nightmare and has to come and sleep with us.
Oh, buddy.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
So, open, closed?
Closed.
Open, closed,
for
closed.
Me too.
Okay.
Yes.
Open, close, close.
Okay, question number two. Wet or dry?
Wet.
He said or. I'm going to go wet.
Salsa has figured out our game, James.
Given the choice between... between whole milk and powdered milk.
Ugh.
I am going to choose whole milk every time.
So wet.
Yes.
Also me. Like, if somebody was like, Jenna, you have to have dairy, here are your options. I'd be like, nah, I'm just going to chug a gallon of whole milk and cry later. But yeah, powdered is...
But at least it'll taste good going one direction. All right. Question number three. Concrete or sand? Sand.
I would. I'm going to go sand because I would rather be hanging out in nature on a beach, whatever kind of thing. As opposed to more industrial forms of recreation?
I would rather have sand in my underwear than concrete in my underwear.
I mean, okay.
I would rather play volleyball on a beach than in a rec center.
Oh, there you go.
Good one.
Yeah.
All right, sand all around. All right, question number four. Slide or bounce?
Bounce.
A hockey puck slides, whereas a basketball bounces, so I'm going with slide.
Would you rather go down a slide or be in a bouncy castle?
Bouncy castle
all the way.
Still a slide.
Bill and I were going to have a bouncy castle at our wedding, and we were unable to get the appropriate permit through Parks and Rec to be able to do that.
You need a permit for that?
If you're having the wedding at the Lake Harriet Band Show.
Oh, that's right.
I suppose,
location is the problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And question number 5. Bermuda or Cuba? Okay.
Bermuda, Bahamas, come on, pretty mama.
Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go?
I'm going Cuba, honestly.
Yeah?
No, Bermuda.
I want to find out what's in that goddamn triangle. I want the mystery. I'm going Bermuda.
All right.
I'm going back to Cuba. I'm going back to Cuba. Right. I want cigars and rum.
That's fair.
All very good choices.
What's in that triangle?
Cigars and rum.
Give me your triangles. I never heard of Cuban shorts. So I'm going to go with Cuba.
All right. We open up the second email, and it says, "Hello again, my dear Apropostors. I'm sure you are mildly curious to find out what the context for these questions is. Well,
very.
Who am I to deny your most tepid of wishes?"
I mean, you got close again, Troy.
You're Troy. That's who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
All right, question number 1, open or closed? It is a beautiful autumn day, and the temperature outside is perfect. Do you open your windows to let fresh air in, or do you keep them closed?
Well, that's stupid. Of course I open the windows.
Of course I close them.
Why are you closing the windows?
Because that's outside. I don't want outside. I want to be inside.
I agree, but autumn.
Yeah, if it's a perfect day out, like, I open the windows every chance I get to get fresh air in. I like having fresh air, even though I'm allergic to a good chunk of the planet.
I mean, that's a big deal.
I don't like stale air. Like, that's, I've got one of those ionizer air filter doodad thingers, because it's, yeah, I... But I don't like stale air.
I bought a chip clip for my air. It helps to keep it fresh a lot longer.
See, the thing is, yes, you can go and open the window, but then later it's going to get nighttime and it's going to get colder out, and then I'm going to have to close the window. And it's just some work.
Why would you close it because it's nighttime and cold?
Because...
God, that sounds so good.
Because then it gets hot, and then it gets cold, and then it gets hot.
You gotta open right now.
You gotta close it, you gotta open it and close it. Just leave it shut. Leave it fucking shut. Always. And you won't have a problem, ever.
Wow.
Ta-da!
That's a choice. Alright!
Question number 2. Wet or dry? You own a cat or a dog. Do you feed it wet food or dry food?
One of the reasons why I don't own pets is so that I don't have to feed it anything.
Huh.
I
mean, I'm also allergic.
We have a cat, both wet and dry.
Yeah. I feel like that's the correct answer.
I think if I did have a cat, I would spoil the hell out of it. So probably
wet.
Yeah.
Probably.
All of the cats that I've looked after recently, like within the last 5 years, have needed wet food. So, wet, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Question number 3, concrete or sand? Would you rather hang out in and or around a swimming pool, concrete, or hang out in and or around the ocean, sand? Oh, sand.
Oh, yep. Sand. Swimming pool.
Sand, straight up.
I was wrong.
Sand.
Yeah, but the ocean has all kinds of stuff in it, and a swimming pool you can see into and dive in
and
play games in.
I'm not doing any of that. Unless it's a hot tub.
Doesn't burn my eyes as much.
Burn your eyes?
Weird.
What ocean are you? Are you swimming in Hudson River? What the hell?
The salt is too much for me.
Oh, God.
Why are you salty, James?
Because I was in the ocean, Jenna. We just talked about
James
this.
James is so goddamn sweet that the saltiness of the ocean is too much for him.
Aww. No, I'm not going swimming. I would just rather hang out at a beach than have a swimming pool.
It does say at or around the ocean.
But not in. Okay, so around. Wow. But there can be indoor pools that are air conditioned and have sunshade, where if I'm at the beach, I am absolutely going to get sunburned. That's a hard flipping choice. I think I'm going to pool.
It's fair.
I think a part of my outside is I've been just so goddamn cooped up lately that I'm like, one outside, whatever it is, outside.
Fair enough.
Outside. Can I go outside?
I feel like if I lived near the ocean, I would go outside more often. I do honestly really love the ocean. And here I am living in Minnesota, which is the furthest away from the ocean that you could possibly get.
Right. I've never seen the ocean.
Montana.
I'm not sure the ocean exists. I've never seen it.
No, it's just like going to Jersey Shore or out in San Diego or, Ireland or, all of those places in Italy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Venice. Like, anytime I'm in one of those places and I'm near the ocean, I'm just like, yes, I love the smell of the ocean. I love the...
Oh, yeah.
I love the temperate climate of the ocean.
Yes. Yeah.
There is also that.
So, anyway.
But he would go to these temperate climates and he would go in and leave the windows shut and turn on the air conditioning.
Yes.
He's just full of fucking nonsense.
Yep. Question number 4, slide or bounce? Ooh, nailed it. Would you rather play, almost nailed it, would you rather play on a slip and slide or in a bouncy castle?
Bouncy castle.
That's a hard choice, but bouncy castle.
Can you put a sprinkler in a bouncy castle?
Probably.
Because that would be amazing.
Bouncy castle.
It's Anne's worst idea.
It would be a bouncy castle slip and slide. It would be amazing.
So your answer is parking all those dogs.
I honestly believe that they make those. It's a slip and slide that has like a giant inflatable segment at the end.
No, but I don't want an inflatable segment. I want a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
question: has everybody said bounce or?
Yeah.
Okay. Bouncy castle. I'm,
question number 5. What? Jenna, what did you say?
I said I chose bouncy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry, you were chopping in and out there for a second. All right. Bermuda or Cuba? Ooh, didn't see this one coming. Would you rather drink a dark and stormy or a mojito?
Mojito.
Dark and stormy.
Oh, I think I got to go to a dark and stormy personally.
I want the ginger.
I love mojitos so much.
I like mojitos too, but I think a dark and stormy between the two.
Yeah.
It's all about the mojito. I could drink mojitos all day long. Mm. I've tested this theory. It is accurate.
All
I have
right.
science on this one.
Fair enough.
The science is in mojito.
Mojito.
Survey says Jenna is a lush.
Yeah, we didn't need a survey for that, but sure.
Troy wraps this up by saying, as I said, there is no theme. But hopefully questions bring the universe one step closer to understanding you. And you, it. Love and cashews, Troy to Troy.
Aww. Try.
If you would like to send in a Fast 5, please send 2 emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us the context. Who has a shout-out?
I do.
And he's getting on that now before I bring everything down somehow.
Exactly. Jenna, I don't want to follow you two.
Jenna, what's your shout out?
Oh, god damn it.
Well, you said you have one instead of just fucking saying what it was.
It's true.
Jenna,
that's it. And that is true.
Okay, what is it, James?
A shout out to my good friends and fellow podcasters from former Awfulcopter times, Maddie Bubbs and Charles Barker, who went for a bicycle ride with appropriate safety distancing, and it was fucking glorious. I had so much fun.
That's
what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Jenna, do you have
one?
Okay.
I want to give a shout out to Fancy Ray.
Ooh.
The best looking man in comedy.
Fancy.
Local icon. He has been, I think he lives over by Powderhorn Park, which makes him neighbors. Great. But he's been interviewing people over at the Tent City in Powderhorn, and just and putting that on Facebook and just helping people make connections with these homeless people as if they're actual people.
What?
And I fucking love that. It is such an important service to be able to humanize people that our society kind of squashes down and looks down on. So, Fancy Ray.
Solid.
Also, he's just so delightful to listen
to.
He
is quite fancy.
He is fancy, and he's a delightful human being. If you don't know Fancy Ray, go look him up.
Yeah.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, nobody can hawk pornography quite like Fancy Ray.
God damn it.
That is what I knew of Fancy Ray for the first however many years I lived here, was Fancy Ray was the guy who was in the porn store advertisements.
Well, he will also sell you a car. Good credit, low credit, no credit.
Yep.
He got a car for you.
That came afterwards. That came afterwards. It was the porn stores for the longest time.
I saw the video store advertisers, and I'm sure that they also had porn, but it was the video and music store and pawn shop was the series that I saw.
The auto credit loan car thing was actually for one of Bill's uncles.
Mm. Aww.
So, like, Bill actually grew up knowing Fancy Ray, and, like, the first time Bill and I ran into Fancy Ray as a couple, like, because I had met Fancy just through comedy stuff before that.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time we ran into him as a couple, he went, "Wait!" And just, like, looked at the both of us back and forth. He's like, "Good." I'm like, okay.
We have your approval.
Our relationship was Fancy Ray approved, I tell you what.
Ooh, dang, that is a steal of approval.
No, that is high praise.
Mm-hmm.
We debated having him as our minister too.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I have goals now.
to get Fancy Ray to be the minister for your possible wedding, or to be able to minister a wedding as well as Fancy Ray can.
Both? Yes.
Okay.
I want to officiate with Fancy Ray.
Ooh, there you go. That is a goal. Good luck with that.
I'm going to give my shout out to Nichelle at Jackalope Tattoo for doing not only a stellar job on my arm, but on my wife's arm as well. We both went to the same tattoo artist because we love her that much. Very, very, very good stuff. And if Nichelle's art is not to your liking, go see one of the other lovely people at the Jackalope Tattoo, because they are a good business with good heads on their shoulders. And
yeah, they're wonderful.
Give a shit. They give many shits. They're good people.
So many shits. all of the shits are given.
Every shit.
Mm-hmm. Who's got something to plug?
It's like things, at least twice a day.
I know, right?
All of the shits.
Who's got something to plug?
I believe it is this coming Friday that is the non-masculine, entirely non-masculine vilification tennis. Yep, hosted by and starring non-masculine folks, and I,
Jessa,
am so
and others,
fucking excited.
Yeah, I mean, Jessa's gonna own that.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, but other people will also be involved. All of them non-masculine.
I am very excited to see this show.
I am too.
Make sure you send me the link. Anything else?
Bye, I love you. Bye.
Yeah, no, I got nothing.
Cool. In that case, thank you so very much to everyone listening. Thank you to Troy to Troy for the Fast Five.
Troy.
As always, thank you for listening, and eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.